Let's break out of the bubble and see what's happening out there in pop culture. It's Swiper Stay on Daybreak.
We are swiping and saying, here's how it's going to work. I'm going to read some pop culture headlines, and Brian and Jamie are going to have to decide whether they want to hear more of it or if they want to swipe on to the next one. And Parker can be the tiebreaker if we need him. So we're going to get on to story number one. We have a Love Boat scandal.
Oh,
Love Boat scandal. Ooh. The Love Boat.
I like a stay. Scandal. I like a good scandal stay.
All right, so this was a trick to get Brian to agree to this story. We have a Diana Russini and Mike Vrabel update.
Oh, this will go in your permanent file.
I hope Lauren it does. Tweez, Fred Put it Grandy. In canvas, Brian. Oh. Put the grade in canvas. It turns out that the two rented a boat together in Tennessee of June 2021.
Wow.
It was a 2 to 3 hour private excursion between the two. Now, here's the kicker.
Yes.
Russini was about 6 months pregnant at the time.
Oh.
Now, I'm not saying, but I'm just saying, there's been a lot of speculation about the timeline of this relationship and affair.
Yeah.
And there have been some rumors. Some stories, everyone's baseless, like, oh my God,
baseless.
But the timeline is starting to line up a little bit. And it's leading to a possible bombshell report. And I did say, if we get any more news, it's going to be leading towards that, or that news is going to drop. Now, I'm not going to go out and say what it is. It's pure speculation at this point, and we can't confirm or deny any such rumors. But there could be an update in the future. Wow. See, we Brian, aren't you
happy?
We
can confirm that this segment is duplicitous at best and downright fraudulent at worst.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Story 2.
I don't know those big words. Musician says to leave his kids with his fortune would be abuse.
I hate these people. Stay.
Stay.
Any guesses on which musician said this?
Oh, gosh. No idea.
I want to say Kanye.
Think older.
Older.
Mick Jagger.
It is not Mick Jagger. Jamie?
We'll just throw Bon Jovi.
It is not Bon Jovi. So Sting has come out and doubled down on not leaving his massive fortune with his kids. He said, the worst thing you can do to a kid is say, you don't have to work. I think that's a form of abuse that I hope I'm never guilty of. All of my kids have been blessed with this extraordinary work ethic. Whether it's the DNA of it or whether I've said to them, guys, you've got to work. I'm spending our money. I'm paying for your education. You've got shoes on your feet. Go get to work. He went on to say, I don't think it's cruel. I think there's a kindness there and a trust in them that they will make their own way. They're tough, my kids. Now, Sting's net worth is $500 million.
Wow.
If I'm one of his kids, I'm pissed.
Of course you are.
$500 million? Come on, leave some crumbs.
I agree. See, but I agree in part with the you want the kids to be able to do things on their own. You want them to, but I also know that down the road, you know, you leave them something.
Put it in a trust so they only get so much so often, right? Or something
right,
like that.
But you got it. Yeah, you can't just give it all away. I mean, I understand a work ethic. I understand not spoiling kids. I think people who earn all that money and never do anything, look at some of the children of power we see now, or the rich kids that have never had to work a day in their lives.
Right.
That's wrong. That is cruel.
Agreed.
But not leaving your kids something out of your fortune. Sit down.
Here's
go
a
have
stink.
Some more
How about a little
nine-hour
some,
sex.
You know,
here's a question.
Have some more tantric loving.
I was just going to say, that was going to be my next question. Is he leaving it to like a tantric yoga studio? Is that what he's doing?
He hasn't said.
Oh, okay. All right. Just checking.
He's a pretentious jerk.
Just ask Stuart Copeland, his drummer, that question.
Story 3.
Let's move on to story three. Disney cruise ship at the center of child crime.
You broke up a little. Will you repeat the headline, please?
Disney cruise ship at the center of child crime.
Child crime in Disney? Oh. The mouse? I'm in. Stay.
This feels like Scandal again, so I'll stay.
So several Disney cruise ship staff members were reportedly arrested last month as part of a larger investigation into child sexual abuse material crimes.
God.
Oh, yeah.
That is not the happiest boat on the water.
It sure isn't. Customs and Border Protection agents boarded 8 cruise ships in San Diego as part of an ongoing enforcement operation between April 23rd and April 27th. One of the cruise ships belonging to Disney, the California Post reported. Disney went on to say they have zero tolerance for all of this, yada, yada, yada. It's still under investigation. We don't know what exactly the material was, where the material came from at the moment. We just know that some members of the Disney cruise. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
That's insanity.
It's scary.
That's stunning, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Disney is, that's going to cause quite a ripple at Disney because they pride themselves on everything being picture perfect all the time.